It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of The Untold Story. And today, as we're just a short time before Christmas, I really wanted to talk to Karen Worcester, who is the founder and originator of a program that I love and I think is a wonderful way to give back to our fallen heroes at Christmas time, called Wreaths Across America. Karen, welcome. It's great to have you here today.
Thank you for having me, Martha. And right off the bat, I got to tell you, it was my husband who actually founded, co-founded. He lets me have part of the kudos, but he founded it he started it back in 1992 by taking wreaths to Arlington himself. And then later on in 2007, we were an organization as a 501c3. But we give him credit for being the founder.
I love your accent. It reminds me of a lot of my family members. So where are you from originally?
I'm from a little town called Cherryfield, Maine. I've moved about, 20 miles away, but I haven't been far from down East Maine my whole life.
So tell me about how this all began. How did it start?
Well, it actually did start back in 1992. The family had always been in the balsam Christmas product business. And that year, my husband had some extra wreaths, and it was late in the season. He didn't want them to go to waste. He's always been very patriotic. We have a bunch of kids that he's always tried to, teach them to love their country. He recalled being in Arlington National Cemetery. He won a trip as a paperboy when he was 12 years old. And so he put that together in his head and said, let's see if we can take these wreaths down, take a couple of the kids down and place them on the headstones as a thank you from the family. And he made a couple calls to local politicians, and we were allowed to go and place those wreaths at Arlington National Cemetery. Local trucking company, Bluebird Ranch Trucking from Machias, Maine. We loaded up 5,000 wreaths, and they drove straight through to Arlington. Took them all day to lay the wreaths, and we did that as a family, Martha, until 2005. Long story short, a Pentagon photographer saw the wreaths that year in the cemetery, took a picture, and it went on the internet, and the rest is history. When the world saw what we were doing, they wanted to be part. And it wasn't any great plan that we had to build a 501c3. It literally was people wanting to have that feeling that we did, to say thank you and join us.
I just think it's such a beautiful tribute. And there's so many families out there who may not have access to their family members.
Exactly.
Can't get there, really would love to know that it has that, special adornment at Christmas to recognize and remember them. And you guys are providing that comfort to those families, I believe.
And going back to the beginning, when people first found out, we were just saying thank you, but we started getting all these calls, and we talked to so many Gold Star families. I had never talked to a Gold Star family member before that, and veterans, and they were telling us what else laying the wreath did. And so the Remember on a Teach actually came to us from those who had served and those who had lost family members, of what that wreath laying meant to them. So, and you're absolutely right. And it's not just at Arlington. This year, we're at 3,700 locations all over the country where there'll be wreath laying on the 17th. And anybody can go to wreathsacrossamerica.org and find a location near them. And it's just $15. We'll place a wreath. We'll place a wreath in for a loved one. And it's just a wonderful way for people to get in touch with their history.
So, it's interesting. Some of our listeners would know that I wrote a book called Unknown Valor, and it's based on my mother's first cousin, who was Harry
exactly.
Gray, who was killed at Iwo Jima. And I just looked up his cemetery. He's at the Solomon Cemetery in Saratoga, New York, which is on your list. And I just sent it to my aunt, his sister, to let her know that wreaths will be laid there. And I just know it will mean so much to her. And as I mentioned, you know, I've donated some reas in the past and did it this year on behalf of my show, The Story, because I just think it's such a, I also think it's so great what you're teaching young people, because I think this is one of the most important things that we can do, is to make sure that they understand the sacrifices that were made for our country. So tell me about the teaching program, Karen, and how it works, and whether kids go and lay wreaths as well during this process.
Well, a perfect example, we're on the convoy, the world's longest veterans parade that left Maine yesterday. And we just stopped in a community, Biddeford, Maine. And it was bittersweet for us as we felt a little old, as the superintendent here is went to school with our kids. Their school program was so amazing. It was a musical tribute to veterans. They had veterans. They had Gold Star families. And these kids had really been taught. And we actually have curriculum on our website, ResourceAmerica.org, for all ages. And that curriculum has been put together by a Gold Star mother in conjunction with, we share the materials with, and we are mentored by the Medal of Honor Society, the Rosie the Riveter Foundation, Random Acts of Kindness, and just several other organizations. It's all about character, courage, responsibility, and we teach based on the stories of men and women that served. And it's really, it's just gone crazy. It's also available on Teacher Paid Teacher for free. And people are looking for that. They're looking at a way to teach kids responsibility for freedom. And we do that through these stories of men and women that have served and the courage of these Gold Star families who, having suffered the greatest loss, still go out loving this country and teaching others to do the same.
The Untold Story continues right after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
You know, this opportunity that exists for teachers who are, as you say, looking for a way to give their kids an experience that will help them to understand this sacrifice. And I'm going to encourage, you know, all of our listeners to reach out to a teacher, reach out to anybody that you know that could be part of this program and get them involved. And when anybody lays a wreath as part of your program, it's more than just putting it down there. What do they do when they stand there?
Well, we always ask that they say the name Martha. And I will tell you, the sirens are, because we're on the convoy, there's no accidents going on, and it's wonderful. And by the way, we're going down the street, and in Biddeford, there were probably 600 kids on the side of the road watching the convoy. So, but when we place a wreath, we ask that they say the name, because we believe that a person dies twice. The first time when their heart stops beating and the life leaves their body, but the final time is when their name is spoken for the very last time. So on Saturday, we will be placing 2.65 million wreaths at 3,700 locations. But there will be that many sets of hands. A third of our volunteers are children, and they will say the names of these American heroes. And it becomes very personal. And the other thing that happens at all of these events, and by the way, shout out to all of the volunteers, every single ceremony is set up by a local volunteer, and it's about their local veterans. So it's a national organization, but it is so in their community. It is so local that we share this and do this all together. So they really get to learn their local history, but how it weaves into the national history. And it's the relationships. If, you know, I remember going the first few times to Arlington, and we'd stand behind the trucks together, wait to be passed a wreath, and meeting Gold Star families and meeting, you know, especially Vietnam veterans. I've stood with Vietnam veterans at Arlington Cemetery who were weeping to think that their buddies' graves received a wreath just like everybody else. It's an experience. It's a time to bring communities together. And you honestly make this connection that's different. You know what I mean? And you make lifetime friends. And it's, I actually had written this down because I'm always looking, you know, quotes that touch my heart. And I found a quote from Pericles. So it's a pretty old quote. And this is the quote: "What you leave behind is not what's engraved on the stone, but is what is woven into the lives of others." And I'm going to get emotional now, because that wreath is the catalyst to bring us together and weave the lives together. And it really is changing how families and how communities look at the service of the people in that community. We just had in the stop, there were two young people that got up and said, we've been attending Reads Across America ceremonies for as long, and they were like 12-year-old, as long as they could remember. And it just really touched me to think that it is making a difference. And it was just a real moment for us to hear that.
I just give you so much credit, you know, because you have found, you know, so much meaning and drive in this project. And I know you're a mom and you're a grandmother and you have a lot going on in your life. I know you have sirens because you're on the convoy. I've got them because I'm in the middle of Manhattan.
As long as you're not speeding,
really,
Martha.
I just want to say that because you are giving so much of your time and your effort and your love to this really wonderful program. And I should have started here, but for those who don't understand the convoy, explain to us exactly what you're doing right now.
Well, the convoy was another thing that wasn't our idea. When people found out that we were taking Reese to Arlington, they started calling and want to say, oh, would you stop here so that the kids can see the trucks and we can tell them about Arlington? And so it just exploded. And I always say this, we get so much credit for Reads Across America and we don't deserve it. It's the volunteers. And I'll tell you today, it's very encouraging for me when you can hear so much negative that we continue to be lifted up by veterans who want veterans. And so they wanted to help with the convoy, VFWs, we go to just community, anywhere they want us to come. They put on a program and it brings their local vets together with, for instance, we have 28 Gold Staff family members in the convoy with us. And in every community, there are people on the side of the roads singing USA and God Bless America. And you don't see that on the TV very much anymore. But I will tell you, when all the noise up there quiets down and you look at the hearts and souls of the American people, we're a lot closer than people think. And events like this, whether it's a wreath laying or when people come together around what we can all agree on, which is the character, courage of American veterans and the strength of those families, we're all closer than people think. So this convoy is just, it's life altering. And we've watched some of the Gold Staff families that are traveling with us. We've watched the healing over the years, and they come back year after year. So, and actually, if anybody's on the East Coast, there's a schedule of the stops for the convoy right at readsacrossamerica.org. I also want to tell you one of the things that I'm most proud of is, as an organization, we work with every other veterans organization that there is. We work with Gary Sinise Foundation. We have what we call our $5 back program, and that will take, for instance, a Boy Scout, Girl Scout group can go out and get sponsors, $15 places a wreath. $5 of that goes back to their local community for veterans causes or community causes. And to date, we've given back over $18 million. So we work with everybody else. It's a collaborative effort. It would be disingenuous to say we remember, honor, teach, and not embrace other people who did the same. And it's just been a wonderful opportunity to bring people together. So we're so proud of that. And again, it's the volunteers that are doing the work. I just cry from stop to stop because not because I'm sad, but because I'm so damn proud of this country and these kids and these Gold Star moms that I call my friends now. A lot of these moms are my age. A lot of these moms have buried their children and they still got USA earrings and they're out there singing. And my God, Martha, we need to all strive to be the kind of Americans that these people are.
I think there's such a hunger in the country to do exactly what you're talking about. And I love that you found such a forceful way to do it and to bring in so many people through what you're doing. I think it's truly inspiring, Karen. And I hope you'll send us some video of your trip and what happens this weekend and keep sharing this message with our viewers, because I know it's one that resonates with them so deeply. And I'm grateful to you for taking some time on the road to talk to me today. And I look forward to keeping in touch and would love to join you sometime. I really would.
Thank you, Martha. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to The Untold Story with Martha McCallum. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Make sure to rate and review. For more podcasts, go to foxnewspodcast.com. Listen ad-free with the Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.